We all know we should be off our phones when driving. It is dangerous and not worth it. Yet research shows that 9 out of 10 drivers admit to using their phones while driving anyway. Steph Yin of WHYY's The Pulse takes a look at why it's so difficult to stop.
I'm not proud of it, but I'm on my phone pretty often when I'm driving. I toggle between podcasts, music, and audiobooks. I surf social media, make calls. I've even written emails. I know the facts, like every day, 9 people in the U.S. are killed and more than 1,000 are injured in crashes involving distracted driving. So why am I making such bad choices? To find out, I talked to Kit Delgado, an emergency physician and professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He's interested in what's called behavioral economics, the factors that go into flawed decision-making. He says there's present bias, meaning we give more weight to benefits in the present moment.
People tend to respond to immediate gratification rather than delaying things so that, you know, to prevent crashes in the future.
Then there's overconfidence bias.
If you ask a room of 100 drivers, you know, how they compare to other drivers in terms of their driving safety, 90% will say that they're safer than other drivers.
And recency bias.
You've just completed hundreds of trips without getting into a crash. You probably used your phone for some of them. So when that phone ping goes off, you're not even calculating that risk of getting into a crash because you've never experienced it before.
There are lots of efforts to get us to not use our phones when driving. High schools now run programs on the issue. There are media campaigns to shift cultural attitudes.
No text is worth the risk. It can wait.
Currently, 48 states ban texting and driving. Delgado is working on the technology side with an app company called TrueMotion that tracks driving behaviors like texting and other distractions. Their idea is to pair good driving with incentives, like discounts on insurance. I decided to try one of TrueMotion's apps, driving and using my phone as I normally would. But after 2 weeks using their family app, I got an A+, a perfect score for avoiding distraction. How is that possible? I hopped on a call with TrueMotion.
I'm Rafi Feingold, and I am VP of Loyalty and Behavior here at TrueMotion.
Feingold showed me that TrueMotion did, in fact, register my phone use, but they didn't count it because they considered it passive use. I was tapping and swiping my phone, but in a mount, not in my hand.
We didn't want to ding people for behaviors that they considered to be safe. Having your phone in a mount is probably safer than interacting with your phone in the hand.
Still, Feingold told me that I drove about 13 hours and used my phone in the mount almost 30% of the time. That percentage was concerning to me. If you asked me to give myself a grade, I'd probably give myself a C. I felt distracted. Feingold says TrueMotion's planning to come out with a mounted tap detection feature this year, which should account for some of my concerns. But to be real, my concern goes beyond how well an app can track my driving. What truly worries me is that my impulse to use my phone while driving is really strong, even though I'm aware of the potential consequences.
The worst offenders, the drivers that are distracted on their phone almost 30% of the time, we call these folks phone addicts.
That's Jonathan Matthews, the CEO of Zendrive, a company that studies driving behavior through data and analytics. In April, Zendrive published their yearly report, based on more than 160 billion miles of driver data. It found that one in every 12 drivers is a phone addict.
This is our generation's drunk driving. We are conditioned to have these devices next to us, 6 feet or less throughout the day, and we become dependent on them.
Matthews says smartphones are hacking into reward systems in our brains, affecting dopamine and serotonin, the same pathways triggered by other addictive things like slot machines and cocaine. He says one of the best things you can do for reducing phone use while driving is to practice leaving your phone behind in daily life.
Put the phone in the fridge, and go out for a stroll around the block and talk to our neighbors and talk to some strangers, cook a meal. Enjoy the weather.
We can also rewire our circuits by reframing what makes us feel good. Make it a goal to drive without using your phone and reward yourself if you succeed. Here's one super easy thing to help. iPhones have a setting called Do Not Disturb While Driving. Androids have a similar mode. The setting prevents calls and messages from coming in unless the sender says it's an emergency. It'll send an auto reply to anyone who tries to contact you, so you don't have to worry about leaving people hanging. Here's Delgado's.
I wrote here, boo, I'm right behind you. No, just kidding. I'm driving with Do Not Disturb. While driving turned on, I'll see your message when I get where I'm going.
He thinks if this setting comes as the default on new phones, it will simply become a new social norm. I'm trying it out myself. I'll let you know if it works. For Here and Now, I'm Steph Yin.